Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Maseches Vachem, and we are up to Perek Yud Beis. So today we're going to be learning Perek Yud Beis, Mishnayis, Aleph, and Beis. So, Tevul Yom, Umechusar Kippurim. If someone is a Tevul Yom, which means that he was Tameh, and then he went to the mikvah, but he has to wait till nightfall in order to become Tahar, or Umechusar Kippurim, which means that he has to wait to bring a Korban in order to be fully Tahar, they're not allowed to take a portion of that day's Korbanos, even though it may be that it's their family's Beis Av that is eating the Korbanos that day. They're not allowed to get a portion of the Korbanos because they couldn't bring that Korban. They were too Tameh to bring that Korban. Onein nogea ve'ino makriv. A Kohen who's an Onein is allowed to touch a Korban but cannot bring a Korban. Ve'ino chalik lechol erev. And he also, because he cannot be makriv the Korban, doesn't get a portion of the Korban, of the meat. Balimum, and if someone has a mum, bein balimum kavun, bein balimum and overin, whether it's a mum kavu or a mum over, whether it's a permanent or temporary mum, chalk and ve'ochlin, they do get a portion of the carbon, and they do get to eat them avaloma kriven, even though they cannot bring their carbonos. So even though normally the rule is anyone who can be makriv can eat, and if you cannot be makriv, you cannot eat. Over here, we have an exception to that rule that even though they cannot be makriv, they may eat. Anyone is not roi la'avoda does not get a portion of the basar. Anyone does not get a portion of the basar. Ein lo va'oros also does not get a portion of the hides of the animal. Afilu tam b'shasri kazdam, even if the person was Tameh at the time of the Zrikas Adam, the Torah B'Shas Hekter Chalavim, and was already Torah by the time they were burning the Chalavim of the Korban, Eino Cholik B'Basar. He doesn't get a portion of the Basar, Shenemar, Hamak V'Stam Shlom, V'Shachelev Mibnei Aron, Lo Tia Shokayimin L'mana, that only someone who's Makrev the Dam Hashlamim and the Chelev, only he gets a portion of the actual meat of the Korban. Moving on now to Mishnah Beis. So, Kol Shalo Zacha HaMizbeh, whenever the Mizbeach does not get a portion of the meat, meaning it does not get the meat, the Korban Olah became pasul before they did the Zrikas Hadam, so none of the meat was thrown on the Mizbeach, lo zachu HaKohanim ba'orah. If the Mizbeach didn't get its meat, the Kohanim do not get the or of that Korban. Shneimar Olas Ish, Olas also the Ish, that an Olas Ish, only an Olah that worked for somebody, that was Olah, that was also the Ish, that counted for somebody, does the Kohen get the or, but if it didn't count, if it was pasul, then the Kohanim do not get the or. If you have a carbon that was shechted shelo lishma, afal pi shelo also lebailim, even though the bailim was not yotze with such a carbon. Or the Kohanim. The Kohanim do get the or of such a carbon. Echad olas ish ve'echad olas ish arus in the Kohanim. And both the Korban Olah belong to a man and the Korban Olah belong to a woman, the Kohanim get the or of such a Korban. So let's review what we learned today. In Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Aleph, we had said that a Tevul Yom and a Mechusar Kippurim do not get a portion of the meat of the Korban, and Bali Mum, and also whether Mum Kavua or Mum Over, they do not get a portion of the meat of the Korban. I'm sorry. We said a Tevul Yom Mechus Kippurim does not get a portion of the Korban. An Onein is not Makar of the Korban and does not get a portion of the Korban. A Bal Mum, whether it's a Mum Kavua or a Mum Over, does get a portion of the Korban but cannot be Makar of the Korban, even though generally the rule is that anyone who is not Roi La'avoda does not get the Basar, and anyone who does not get the Basar does not get the Ar. Someone who is Tameh at the time of the Zrikas Hadam and Tahar by the time they burnt the Chalavim does not get a portion of the Basar. And Mishnah Beis, we learned that any time the Mizbeach doesn't get the Basar of the Korban Olah, the Kohanim do not get the Or of that Korban Olah, because we learned from Olas Ish that it has to be something that was also the Ish. However, if it was Shechted Shelo Lishma, and therefore the Bailim didn't get credit for the Korban, the Kohanim still get the Or of that Korban, and it doesn't matter if it was a man's Korban or a woman's Korban, the Kohanim are going to get the Or of the Korban. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Gimel.